With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump led a National Day of Prayer observance at the White House. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Declaring that his administration is bringing back religion in America, the president commemorated the annual National Day of Prayer.
We once again trust our lives to our liberties and our happiness to the hands of the Creator who gave them to us and who loves us.
Joined by leaders representing Christianity and different faiths, the president used the occasion to sign an executive order creating a presidential commission on religious liberty. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A federal judge says the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport what it claims are Venezuelan gang members is unlawful. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
U.S. District Court Judge Fernando Rodriguez Jr., nominated by President Donald Trump in 2018, says it's unlawful to use the law against people the administration says are gang members invading the U.S. Rodriguez is the first judge to rule so. In March, Trump issued a proclamation claiming that the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua was invading the United States, and he said he had special powers to deport immigrants identified by the administration as gang members without due process. The judge's ruling is the first permanent injunction against the administration's using of the law, and the judge contends that the president is misusing it. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump is threatening sanctions on anyone who buys Iranian oil. That warning comes after planned talks between the U.S. and Iran over Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear program were postponed. Trump wrote on social media Thursday that all purchases of Iranian oil or petrochemical products must stop now. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 83 points today. This is SRN News. Most people believe in God. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Much has been made of the growing number of individuals all around the globe who are followers of no particular religion. But that doesn't mean there are a lot more atheists around. According to a new poll released by the British and Foreign Bible Society and United Bible Societies, the vast majority of the people on Earth believe in some kind of supreme being. Atheists, by contrast, make up a tiny percentage of the world population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota's Republican governor has vetoed bills to further restrict sexual content in libraries and to create a private school voucher program, two issues that have seen widespread support by GOP governors in other states. The North Dakota legislature failed to override Kelly Armstrong's veto. The library bill would have expanded the state's 2023 prohibition on explicit sexual material in public libraries to school districts. This is SRN News. Measles cases have exploded.
North America's three biggest measles outbreaks have grown to a total of more than 2,500 known cases. Three people have died in the U.S. and one in Mexico. Mexican and U.S. officials say the strains of measles spreading in Canada match the other large outbreaks. One official says the virus was imported, traveling country to country. A recent World Health Organization report said measles activity in the Americas region is 11 times as much as the same time frame last year. John Scott reporting.
California's population has increased for the second year in a row. The rise comes after a string of declines in the nation's most populous state during the coronavirus pandemic. The population rose an estimated 1% in 2024. That's compared to the previous year. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.